Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1 to 7, reading from New International Version. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were distressed. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nation by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. The people walking in the darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest. As warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midland's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulder, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in the battle and every garment rolled in the blood will be destined for burning, will be a fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulder, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, and establishing and uplifting its justice and righteousness from the time and on forever. The zeals of the Lord of Mighty will accomplish this. This is the word of the Lord.
Amen. Welcome again to our wonderful friends who are joining us here from Holland, from the Philippines, and once again, welcome. Today, we're going to try to be short. The Advent. Today, our second Sunday of Advent. What is Advent? Why do we light these candles? Today is the second, next Sunday is the third, and the fourth. The word Advent means the coming, the arrival. And it goes back to 2,000 years ago. It's not something that man create as a tradition, but is the anticipation, the expectancy of what is coming, and is directed to the coming of the Messiah, as we read today. The coming of this light, that in the midst of darkness, in the midst of hopelessness, there comes a dawn of a new day. And as we celebrate Advent, John the Baptist, he says in Mark chapter 1, verse 2 to 5, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare the way. The voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord." And the day of Advent speaks of our preparation. We are busy preparing many things for Christmas. Shoppings, Black Friday, there's a lot of brawl going on in the malls in America. When we see that, because it has diverted the attention for what really is of Advent. And it is about us, people of God, preparing for the coming, preparing our lives. Is a time of reflection, a season of preparation. Not only that, but also celebrate the coming of the living hope. Not only for this, as we remember the coming of the newborn baby as the Messiah, but our readiness for his triumphant entry as he appeared on his second coming. It's a season of preparation. Many in the Eastern Orthodox, it's a time of fasting and praying and supplication, bringing their sins before God. In the Jewish tradition, it's not so much about the sin and cry for supplication, but of the readiness of the hope, the deliverer that will come and lead them away from slavery and oppression, of tyranny, to freedom. The Advent is a time that we come and be right with God. Amen? As we prepare for his coming. We're busy with many things. Of course, Christmas brings about many things. But maybe sometimes we just need to take time and say, God, Jesus, thank you. I want this Christmas to be different than before. Because I want to draw closer to you. I want to know the meaning of why you're here. I want to know how much value that you put on me. That's why you came, to give your life for me. Advent. Jesus came into this world, as we read here, as prophetically described by Isaiah. For the light has come, and unto us a child is born. Are we ready? Are we prepared? Do we take time to prepare for the coming of the Messiah? Amen? Let's take a moment. We sang one of the songs, turn your eyes upon Jesus and look full in his wonderful face. And the things of the earth will grow strangely dim in his light and his glory. Let's take a time, a moment, to turn our eyes on Jesus as we finish this reflection. Jesus, we thank you that you gave us the opportunity to have faith in you. We bring our hearts before you. Help us to prepare our hearts for your coming. There are things that we need to make right with you. Help us. There are things that we need to make right with other people, those our loved ones. Help us. Help us do that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.